NASA officials said today they have recovered remains from all seven astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Columbia. That news came at the end of a news conference today, one day after the shuttle came apart over Texas. NPR's Richard Harris was at today's news briefing at the Johnson Space Center in Houston and joins us on the line. Richard, what can you tell us?
Well, Steve, first of all, let me say a couple of words about the remains. There is not a lot to be said because the folks at NASA want to respect the privacy and the wishes of the families and not release details about the condition, where they were found, or anything else. But we will respect that as well. The one thing they did mention is that the remains will end up at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, which is a traditional place for remains from people killed in battle to return to in this country.
Two gathering processes, I suppose, going on simultaneously. They're taking the bodies, as you say, to Delaware. They're taking debris to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. What have you learned today about the investigation?
Well, in terms of the debris, they have not really collected enough to make any conclusions at all from the debris, but we did get a detailed timeline that does change the picture somewhat from what we heard yesterday about what happened when and what could be going on. The gentleman who did the briefing started off saying that it's still going to be refined and probably some of the things he said are wrong, but he did lay out an intriguing timeline that tells a story, and if I could take a minute or two, I would like to...
I'd like you to do that, as a matter of fact. With that proviso that things may change, let's walk through this.
Yes. So the first significant event was 7:53 Central Time, which is about 7 minutes before they lost touch with Columbia. And over California, the shuttle was over California at the time, and a witness called in and told NASA that they believed they saw something fall off the shuttle at that point. About the same time, while the shuttle was over California, NASA did notice temperature increases in the left wing, particularly around the landing gear area. It warmed up by 20 or 30 degrees there, which they said was a significant increase of temperature inside there. 1 minute later, the temperatures on the left side of the space shuttle started to climb. This is above the wing, not in the wing, but above the wing on the fuselage of the space shuttle. And over the next 5 minutes, it climbed 60 degrees, which is a very significant increase in temperature. There was no increase in temperature, though, inside the payload bay, sort of on the other side of that wall inside the space shuttle. So this is further evidence pointing to the left wing, something happening with the left wing, and exactly what still remains mysterious. But at 4 minutes later, at 7:58, the shuttle was then over New Mexico, and at that point, the computer that controls the flight of the space shuttle had to start working a little bit harder than expected, suggesting that there was drag on the left side, something loose, perhaps a tile, perhaps something else, that was making the computer was compensating fine for this unexpected drag and keeping the shuttle on its level course. But they were able to see that in the data as well, further evidence that something else was happening on the left side and consistent with the idea that something may have fallen off over California, and gradually the rest of these events unfolded from there. Then at 7:59, 1 minute later, over West Texas, the computer had to wrestle even harder to keep the shuttle on an even course. But still, it had to work harder than NASA had ever seen before in any space shuttle flight. But it was still within the capabilities. It was still doing its job, and it had not lost its ability to do it. It was just more wrestling, if you will, than NASA had ever seen before.
Richard, so, we've just got about 30 seconds left, but yeah. I want to run through the last couple of things here. They lose the signal right after that, but there's a little more data that still has to be analyzed?
There is. It turns out there's another 32 seconds of data that had initially been just disposed of as unreadable. Of course, some of it is readable, and NASA is going to go back and look at it bit by bit. And so there may be more data for another 30 seconds of the flight that could really help them piece this together.
And one other thing that I want to mention that I heard in that briefing, NASA said that there was no evidence that the crew itself was at any time alarmed. NPR's Richard Harris is covering this briefing and covering this story at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. Richard, thanks very much.
All right, Steve.